You know, basically, there is no ultimatum. What we are saying in this all political parties conference in Juba, hosted by the SPLM, just to say something before I answer you, this conference is a success story for Sudan and for the people of Sudan as a whole. And SPLM has shown to the Sudanese people that we can work to transform the country into a better Sudan for all the people of Sudan. So what we are basically saying is that we need to transform from a dictatorial regime for the last 20 years to a democratic system where all of us Sudanese can enjoy. So today we have resolved that all the issues that are pending on the CPA implementations and other agreements that have been signed in Sudan must be implemented before the 30th of November. And if there are some pending issues that are not implemented after the 30th of November, then we are going to sit again as political parties and see what is the best way forward. And I think this is when people are actually translating this into an ultimatum. But we are just trying to make sure that the CPA is implemented and other agreements that have been signed.
The NTP has criticized your government of being in breach of the recent agreement that you signed when your government stated categorically clear that there is a chance of Southern Sudan succeeding. What is your take on that?
You know, basically, to be clear, for the last 4 years, we have been struggling as SPLM to make the CPA implemented and also to make the unity attractive to the people of Southern Sudan. But this National Congress Party has been making it very difficult for unity to be attractive. They have been making unity very ugly to the people of Southern Sudan. So for now, if I can be honest to you, if you do a referendum today, 98% of the people of Southern Sudan will vote for separation. And that is a clear case. And I think for us, having these conferences is another way also to reach out to all the Sudanese people to see if we can rescue the country into disintegration. But for sure, the people of Southern Sudan will vote for separation because the unity has been made very ugly for them for the last 4 years by the National Congress Party.
With this new level of what people are describing as an ultimatum, don't you think that it stands a chance of the NCP seeing it as in bad faith of the recent agreement that you signed towards the implementation of the CPA?
You know, the CPA has addressed two issues, very critical issues. One of them is democratic transformation of the country into a better country, a better democratic system in the country. That is one thing that has been stipulated in the CPA. The second one is the referendum or the self-determination for the people of Southern Sudan. These are the two critical issues. Having this conference in Juba of all the political parties is actually making an attempt to democratize the Republic of Sudan. So we need to have this one. It is not a bad phase. It is actually basically implementing the CPA. And we are actually in the right direction by having this this conference in Juba hosted by the SPLM. It is really implementing the CPA so that we can have a free and fair election, so the peace can be implemented, and we can have this reconciliation and healing process, and even they deal with the economic crisis that we are having in our country. And also foreign relations, because Sudan has a lot of problems with neighboring countries, and we want to repair those relations. And everybody must be involved, the political parties and the people of Sudan. So this is another way of implementing the CPA. It is not a bad faith at all.
In your earlier submission, you made reference to the fact that if by the ending of November the implementation is not complete, there will be a meeting. What will you hold the meeting about, and what will be your next line of action if the NCP indeed does not fully implement the CPA as stipulated in the recently signed agreement?
You know, in what we have resolved so far, we actually target five issues. One of them is the peace, or implementing all the peace agreements that the National Congress Party has been signing. And this is including the CPA, the DPA, the Eastern Sudan Peace Agreement. Number two is a democratic transition, democratizing the Sudan into a better Sudan for all. Three is reconciliation and healing process. We need to reconcile because we have been fighting each other for the last, I would say, 50 years as Sudanese. So there is a need for us to reconcile one another and heal the wounds that we have been inflicting on us The fourth one is economic crisis. Everywhere in the world now there is economic crisis. And we have to work as Sudanese together to make sure that we tackle this pandemic, the economic crisis that we are having in our country. The fifth one is the foreign relations, repairing our relations with other countries like Chad and other countries that are having problems with us. So, yes, we say that all of this, we need to work together. Most of all, it is very important for the CPA to be implemented. And what we are actually demanding is very simple, implement the CPA. And then if it is not implemented by the 30th of November, we are going to sit again as Sudanese and also as political parties to see what will be the best way forward. Are we going to have election if the borders are not demarcated or if the census is not acceptable to all of us? Are we going to have a referendum if the referendum laws is not being passed? NCP is creating obstacles in the referendum law. So what are we going to do? What would be the way forward? This is what we will discuss. But hopefully we are actually appealing to the NCP to implement what they have committed themselves to in Naivasha and other places.